This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How unspoken expectations become the hidden fuel behind repeated toxic trait cycles. Why toxic behaviour keeps repeating when no one names what they actually need. In short, unspoken expectations are the hidden fuel behind toxic trait cycles. They create unmet needs. Unmet needs build resentment, and resentment finds its exit through destructive behaviour that repeats until the expectation is named. Toxic traits are symptoms of unexpressed expectations, not standalone character flaws. The cycle repeats because confronting the behaviour leaves the root cause untouched. Naming the expectation directly is the only intervention that removes the fuel. Definition: toxic trait cycles are recurring patterns of destructive interpersonal behaviour in which the same harmful actions return repeatedly. They are sustained by unspoken expectations that generate unmet needs, which harden into resentment and surface as damaging conduct that damages trust and relationships over time. Most people, when they encounter a toxic trait in a colleague or team member, focus on the behaviour itself. The sharp comment in the meeting. The credit taken without acknowledgement. The silence that follows a reasonable request. These are real and damaging, and it makes sense to look directly at them. But in my 6 decades of watching how people communicate, I have come to see something that most people miss entirely. The toxic trait is rarely the beginning of the story. It is closer to the end of a chain that started somewhere much quieter. Toxic trait cycles are not driven by bad character alone. They are powered by unspoken expectations, those things people need and assume and never once say out loud. Once you see that connection, you cannot unsee it. And more importantly, you finally know where to act. What most people see when they spot a toxic trait. When a toxic trait appears, the instinct is to respond to it directly. Someone is being passive-aggressive, so you confront the passive aggression. Someone is undermining others, so you address the undermining. Someone is manipulating the team dynamic, so you name the manipulation. This feels correct. The behavior is the problem, so address the behavior. The trouble is that this approach almost always produces the same result, a temporary improvement followed by a return of the exact same pattern. The person pulls back for a week, maybe two. Then the sharp comments creep back in. The credit stealing resumes. The emotional withdrawal returns. You are back where you started, often with the added frustration of having tried to address it and failed. Here is what is actually happening. The toxic behavior you see is a symptom. It is the end product of a longer internal process that began with an expectation the person never voiced. Until you reach back to that origin point, you are treating the smoke and ignoring the fire. The engine underneath. How silence builds destructive behavior. Let me walk you through the mechanism, because understanding it precisely is what makes the difference between breaking a toxic trait cycle and simply enduring it. Every toxic trait cycle I have ever observed follows the same sequence. It begins with an expectation, something a person believes should happen, should be recognized, or should be agreed upon in the working relationship. This might be an expectation around credit for work done, around how disagreements are handled, around the level of respect shown in meetings, or around what accountability looks like on a team. Now, in a healthy communication environment, that expectation gets spoken. The person says what they need. A conversation happens. An agreement is reached, or a negotiation occurs. The expectation becomes a shared understanding. But in many workplaces, and in many personal relationships, that conversation never happens. The expectation stays inside the person who holds it, unspoken and therefore unaddressed. An unexpressed expectation does not disappear simply because it is never voiced. It waits, and it watches. Every time the situation arises and the expectation goes unmet again, the frustration compounds. Days of this become weeks. Weeks become months. The frustration quietly curdles into resentment. This is precisely why unspoken expectations become premeditated resentments that destroy team synergy long before anyone names them. Resentment, once it reaches a certain pressure, needs a release valve. This is where the toxic trait enters. The person who never said what they needed begins to express that unmet need indirectly. They withdraw emotionally. They undermine quietly. They take credit because recognition was what they craved, but never asked for. They become hostile because respect was what they expected, but never requested. The toxic behavior is not random. It is the displaced expression of an unmet, unspoken need. This is the engine. Unspoken expectation, unmet need, accumulated resentment, toxic expression. And because the expression is the only part anyone responds to, the engine keeps running. You address the expression, the engine resets, the cycle begins again. I cover this pattern in depth in Say It Right every time, where I explore how unmet needs in relationships consistently produce the kinds of explosive or corrosive behaviour that seem to come from nowhere, but actually have a very traceable origin. What this looks like when it plays out in real teams. Consider someone on a team who has been carrying a significant project for several months. They assumed, without ever saying so, that their contribution would be acknowledged publicly by their manager. That expectation lies inside them as a quiet, but firm conviction. The acknowledgement never comes, not because the manager is callous, but simply because the expectation was never communicated. Over time, the person grows bitter. They begin arriving late to team meetings. The responses in group settings become clipped and dismissive. They start holding back information that others need. From the outside, these look like toxic traits, unreliability, passive aggression, and obstructive behavior. From the inside, they're the only language available to someone whose real need to be seen and valued was never met and never voiced. Or consider a different pattern, a team member who chronically takes credit for others' ideas. This is widely recognized as a toxic trait, and it is. But underneath it, in many cases, is a person who believes their contributions are consistently undervalued and who's never once said so. The credit-taking is a form of self-compensation. It is destructive, yes, but it is also a consequence. The unmet needs driving team conflict in these situations have a voice, even when that voice is damaging. Neither of these people is behaving well. That must be said clearly. Passive aggression causes real harm. Credit dealing damages real people. But if you want the behavior to stop permanently, you need to understand what is sustaining it. Why this connection stays hidden for so long. If the mechanism is this consistent, why do so many people miss it? I've asked myself this question many times, and I have arrived at three clear answers. First, the behavior is loud, and the expectation is silent. Toxic traits are visible, disruptive, and demand a response. The unspoken expectation that spawned them leaves no visible trace. When you're dealing with someone's passive-aggressive commentary in a team meeting, you are not naturally inclined to wonder what they never asked for 6 months ago. You respond to what is in front of you. Second, the person displaying the toxic trait often does not connect their own behavior to the unmet expectation either. This is not deception. It is how resentment works. It disconnects the grievance from its origin. The person genuinely experiences themselves as reacting to what is happening now, not to what was unmet then. This is why avoiding difficult conversations does not just delay the issue. It changes its shape entirely. By the time the problem surfaces, it no longer resembles what it started as. Third, most teams and managers are trained to address behavior, not to explore expectation. This makes practical sense on the surface. You cannot manage a team by excavating everyone's inner world. But the cost is high. The behavior gets addressed, the cycle restarts, and the whole thing feels impossible to solve. Passive aggression is one of the most common forms this takes, and it is among the most resistant to surface-level intervention. If you're dealing with it specifically, it is worth understanding how passive-aggressive behavior silently erodes team functioning, because the root mechanism is almost always the same chain. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What the mechanism means for how you respond. Understanding this changes what you do. Here is what it means practically. When you see a toxic trait repeating, look for the unspoken expectation first. Ask yourself, what might this person have needed and never said? What did they assume was understood that clearly was not? This is not about excusing the behavior. It is about finding the lever that actually moves things. When you are the one addressing it, do not only name the behavior, name the pattern. Say something like, I notice this keeps coming up between us. I want to understand what is underneath it, not just address what I can see. This kind of directness, paired with genuine curiosity, opens the door the other person needs. For scripts you can use in exactly this kind of conversation, see Say It Right Every Time. When you are setting expectations going forward, make clarity a practice, not an event. Communicating role expectations clearly is not a one-time conversation at the start of a project. It is an ongoing discipline that removes the conditions in which unspoken expectations can accumulate. When you're reflecting on your own reactions, ask whether any of your own frustration or sharp behaviour recently has been the expression of something you've never actually said. I've caught myself doing this more times than I care to count. The question is not comfortable. It is necessary. The most direct way to interrupt a toxic trait cycle is to make the invisible visible. Name what is expected. Name what went unmet. Name what needs to change. Using clear language in team conversations is not a nicety. It is the practical tool that removes the fuel from these cycles before they ignite again. This is also why communication mistakes in teams so often cluster around the same dynamics. The specific errors that keep causing damage tend to share a common root, things left unsaid that should have been spoken. If you want to examine those patterns in more detail, common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team functioning are well worth understanding in this context. Breaking the cycle before it restarts. The cycle does not break on its own. It only breaks when someone names the expectation that has been driving it. That person might be you, the leader, the colleague, or the person displaying the toxic trait themselves. It does not matter who starts it. What matters is that someone does. This much I know for certain: no amount of correcting the behaviour will stop toxic trait cycles from recurring if the unspoken expectation underneath remains buried. You will have the same conversation 6 months from now, slightly more exhausted, slightly more convinced that the person is simply impossible. They may not be. They may just be someone who learned to express unmet needs in the only way available to them, the destructive way, because nobody ever helped them find the direct way. The work is harder than addressing the surface, but it is the only work that lasts. Toxic trait cycles end when expectations finally get spoken. Frequently asked questions. What are toxic trait cycles? Toxic trait cycles are repeated patterns of destructive interpersonal behaviour in which the same harmful actions return repeatedly. They are sustained not by bad character alone, but by unspoken expectations that generate unmet needs, which harden into resentment and surface as damaging conduct that damages trust and relationships over time. How do unspoken expectations fuel toxic trait cycles? When people carry expectations they never express, those expectations go unmet. The resulting frustration does not disappear, it builds into resentment, which then surfaces as a toxic trait such as hostility, withdrawal, manipulation, or blame. Without naming the expectation, the cycle has no exit point and will keep repeating. Why do toxic traits keep repeating even after confrontation? Confronting the surface behavior without addressing the unspoken expectation underneath leaves the root cause intact. The person may adjust briefly, but because the unmet need remains unvoiced, the same frustration rebuilds and the toxic trait returns. You have treated a symptom, not a cause. What is the connection between unmet needs and toxic behaviour at work? Unmet needs create a pressure that must go somewhere. When people lack the language or the safety to name what they need, that pressure finds release through toxic behaviour, passive aggression, blame, sabotage, or emotional withdrawal. The behaviour is the symptom. The unmet need is the source. How do you break a toxic trait cycle in a team? Start by identifying the recurring pattern, the behavior that keeps returning. Then work back to the unspoken expectation driving it. Name the expectation directly in conversation, agree on a clear standard going forward, and build in regular check-ins so the expectation stays visible rather than drifting back underground. Can someone with toxic traits change their behavior? Yes, but only when the underlying expectation mismatch is addressed. Toxic traits are often responses to chronic unmet needs, not fixed personality flaws. When the unspoken expectation is surfaced, named, and met, but honestly renegotiated, the behavior that grew from it loses its fuel and often fades significantly. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.